Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Here we go.
This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Nifty Delaney. So what?
Welcome along, Friday episode. I don't know what... Was there something we had to talk about in this one? Did we say earlier in the week? I can't remember. I thought we
well,
had...
Well, I can tell you one thing that is big news that right. It's been remiss of me that I haven't reported because I have been sitting on this story for over a week.
Whoa, but my goodness.
It has been developing, so in a way I'm sort of happy that I sat on it for as long as I did, but now's the time to break it.
Take it big away.
News, big news from the Leniverse.
Oh,
are you ready for this, mate? I can see you're sitting down, but wherever you're listening to this, speaking Jesus. To the cunters here, if you're in a car, pull over.
This could be huge news.
If you're operating heavy machinery, please stop.
If you're under the influence of powerful drugs, please stop taking them now.
Yeah, make sure, if you are under 18, make sure an adult, a responsible adult, is near you.
Yep.
Make sure you're in a safe space. That's very
always,
important.
Always, when
because
you listen to this podcast.
Mentally and emotionally, this is going
to
be like a juggernaut plowing into your head at 100 miles per hour.
I'm slightly scared now.
Okay, I'll just come straight out of it, shall I?
Go on.
Spencer Whitehouse has decided to retire from professional football at the age of 36.
What?
Did you know
that he was
that
old?
I had no idea he was that old. Now, do you see his goal scoring feats differently? Because you've been very cynical about him.
I have to, don't I? Wow.
36 years old, still.
It never occurred to me to.
No, me neither.
I'd have thought maybe 29.
He's retired from professional football. It's a huge blow for Hammersmith United. It's a huge blow for England. But here's where the developments came in. I heard this news about 10 days ago. Mm. And I was like, interesting stuff. Obviously, this came off the back of England's disappointing showing in this year's Earth tournament, right? And I thought maybe that had something to do with it. Well, guess what I can't remember what the equivalent of the FA is called in the Leniverse. It does have its own name.
Okay.
But I don't want to guess it or I'll get in trouble. But basically, they've come forward immediately, knee-jerk, because there's been a lot of speculation surrounding Geoffrey Skate and his position as England manager
no.
after this. They publicly offered Whitehouse the job of England manager.
Whoa!
Yes. Whitehouse has turned them down.
Shit!
Yes.
That's just completely undermined Skate then, hasn't it?
Well, Skate's had to go, because Skate's like... my position's untenable.
Yeah.
So England are on good the lookout for a new manager.
Wow.
Spencer Whitehouse, there are rumours that he is looking to put together a group to purchase Hammersmith United.
Oh, brilliant.
Power play. Right. He's gone to his boss.
I can't wait to find out who else is in this group.
Can I have a quick word? Yeah. Now, I've decided to retire. What? Don't worry, I'll pay up my contract. But you can't do that. You're our captain and top scorer. Yeah, well, deal with it. I've decided
36.
I'm fed up with football. What are you doing next? You'll see, dickhead. Anyway, there's my resignation letter. Next day in the post, hostile takeover. Who by? Guess what? Me, dickheads.
Guess
I'm using
back.
All that money you've been paying me for fucking years, and I'm going to do it to put you out of a job.
I've been saving it up, haven't I? I've been living like a pauper.
That's why I've been camping.
I've been living like fucking Benny Hill.
That's why I've fucking been living in a tent for most of the time I've been playing. You thought that was weird. Well, now you realise why. It's an amazing story.
It is.
I'm glad that I sat on it, because when I first was handed the story as an exclusive,
yeah,
it was simply that he'd decided to retire and I knew nothing else about it.
36.
There wasn't even an explanation beyond, well, he's 36, he thinks it's the time.
Oh,
I thought, well, there must be something else going on here. So we've got the future of England and the future of Hammersmith United to think about. One other thing is that England have to get a manager quick, because we are currently qualifying for the Leniverse European Cup, which is like the European Championships international
right.
tournament, takes place in December.
Right.
The final is on December 15th. They haven't decided where the state, where they don't decide until the very last minute where the tournament will take place.
As so in which country? So it's one
which
of those things where they yeah. ring up and say, we're coming.
Yeah. But really short notice.
Yeah,
they
don't give you a year. With the
it'll be like
they give them a year's notice, don't they?
Yeah, they give them a year's notice, because we know that next year's one is in Croatia. But this one, they do a different game, and it's sort of like when everyone's qualified, they look at all the teams that are qualified, and they have, I think what it is they have discussion based on, once they know who's in it, they have a discussion on what would be a suitable neutral country that
right.
is equidistant from all of them.
Oh, good.
So it depends. And the only other bit of information I know about that is that England are in a qualifying group, I don't know why I find this funny, with Italy, Greece and Turkey.
Yeah, again, yeah, I don't know, but that's funny.
I don't know why it's funny, but it just is. It's the way that this news is delivered to me as well, really earnestly.
I can imagine, yeah.
By the way, we've got a pretty decent qualifying group. It's Italy, Greece and Turkey. But the sooner we appoint a manager, the better. Because
is there anyone in the frame? Do we know?
No, I don't know.
Monty Moores isn't going to step up.
Has
Monty Moores gone as well?
Yeah, I think they've both gone.
Yeah,
I mean, if
They're
Monty Moores got it, it would be very reminiscent of the Billy Bonds, Harry Redknapp situation, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
And that would be horrible, because these, as we know, these are childhood friends, Jeffrey Skate and Monty Moores, and I do not want
yeah.
the England job.
Even worse, Paul Jewell and Chris Hutchings.
Oh yeah,
that happened twice, didn't it?
I just think that they should. You know, listen, those two, with their pedigree and their years in the game, and they're well-liked, they'll land in a top-flight
yeah.
job sooner
yeah,
rather
definitely.
Than later. Soon as the season starts and anyone looks like they're struggling in a relegation battle,
mm.
you know, they'll be getting the call, Skatey and more so.
The managerial Murray go-around begins, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. exactly. Yeah. Anyway, there you go, so that's my news.
Good to know. I'm sure we'll look at the Prediction League. Because there's
yeah.
some midweek games on. Quite low key, really. Results Bot got 2 points. You got 3 points, Sam. I got 2 points. So not a lot of change there. I'm on 139. You're on 128. Results Bot's on 106. We didn't really see the glut of goals that came in midweek.
Predicted.
It was indeed. There were enough goals for it to be officially regarded as a glut.
Glut.
We have
a glut.
That's how you, because you work it out from the previous 3 weeks' number of goals, and there's an equation.
So and it's then about the difference.
Got, yeah, whatever the difference is in the current.
So are you
games.
Saying that if 1 week all the games were 0-0, and the following week there was like a few 1-0s and a couple of 2-0s, then that would
qualify
it goes as a glut?
No, it goes back over 3 weeks, three previous weeks,
okay.
and
right.
then that's averaged out, and then there's an equation. I'm not sure how it works. It's the FA that do it, I think. But
it's
an official
Graham Kelly and Bert Millerchip invented it, and
yeah.
they had a special glut telegram that
yeah.
was sent out to all the news wires as
yeah.
soon as things reached the glut sort of level.
Yeah, glut level. It comes out of the same office as the pools panel used to and the dubious
yeah.
goals committee.
What's that machine? Ernie?
Ernie, that was the premium bond.
Yeah,
that
I think they use him.
Yeah, he's an early version of Results
Bot. He's an old
Bot.
Mate of Results Bot.
Yeah.
I heard that during lockdown they were in each other's bubble and they had a bed
really?
Sit together. Because Results Bot's all like, I found lockdown very emotionally taxing. It's the loneliness.
Do you
it's
think if we get some hookers round, we'll get away with it? I don't see why not. Hookers
that
are very discreet by nature.
That bloke Cummins drove to a fucking castle. and he got away with it. All I want is a robo hooker. I'm not even leaving the house. I will have her wear a mask.
All I want is a metal gob job. I don't see what's wrong with that.
Annie, do you have any good numbers? Annie, you are a boring cunt. It's no wonder that I've been reduced to booking hookers in lockdown.
When I say numbers, I don't mean premium bond numbers. I mean numbers for hookers.
Annie, as soon as lockdown is over, I want you to find a new place to live. I thought this would work out after my divorce. But if anything, I'm more miserable than ever. All you do is churn out numbers. You are a tedious cunt, Ernie.
Oh, God.
I can't afford the rent on my own, though, so I will have to move myself or find a more appropriate flatmate.
I have ordered a skybox for your room so you can stay in there all the time. I don't want to be around you.
Annie, Annie, have you eaten all my hummus from the fridge? Again? I was saving that for a snack while I was watching West Ham Chelsea. Annie, why did you eat my hummus, you cunt? What did you dip? You didn't even have any pita bread or carrot sticks or crisps to dip in it. You just ate it straight from the pot like a fucking heathen.
Scooped it out with your metal paw.
You are an animal, Ernie. It's good to get an update on the circumstances that Result Spot is currently living in following his divorce, which is a good year ago now, at least.
God, yeah. It's been a hard time for everyone. Did you enjoy West Ham Chelsea the other night then?
Oh, so much. Just as I was like, really done with football for real this time. And I say it a lot, but I was really like, football's absolute shit. I don't care about it anymore. And then your team take part in a game that is objectively an amazing game. Mm. Really exciting game. Loads of great football, loads of incident. But also, you know, you end up winning with a last-minute goal against one of your deadliest rivals. It just doesn't... football. That's when football's at its absolute fucking best. And it was just a great night. It was one of those nights where I really lost it with the winning goal. I mean, I lose it a lot less than I used to when I was younger. Yeah. You know, I used to be really one for losing it big style when West Ham. And now I see other people doing it and it annoys me. I feel it's undignified. And I also sometimes think it's very contrived. I often think there's a ratio of, like, the more plastic the football fan, often the more over the top their goal celebration is. The higher, do you know what I mean? I do think that's sometimes the case. But I fucking lost it when Yarmolenko scored. When you score the winner and you're in a relegation dogfight, you're desperate for points and you're playing fucking Chelsea, who are a real... There's real animosity felt between Chelsea and West Ham. And to beat them with a last... when the sub scores a last-minute dramatic and brilliant winner... it's just, it's a cliche, but I think it's one that we've got the right to use. But it is Roy the Rover's stuff. It
surely is. And you had all that nasty VAR stuff early on in the game as well.
And that, exactly. All of that stuff. When stuff like that happens, you start to think that you're nailed on to lose the game, don't you? Because you think this is classic bad luck that happens when you're in a relegation battle. We've had a real VAR injustice. Obviously, we're going to lose. And then you don't. It, like, defies all expectations. Because I went into that game not expecting a fucking sausage out of it. Because I'd seen Chelsea's last two games. They were fantastic against City. They were very good in the second half against Leicester in the Cup. And we'd been dog shit. And I was like... and also, we do sometimes raise our game against Chelsea, which a lot of Chelsea... I've got a lot of Chelsea mates. And they're saying, oh, you always raise your game against us. But I said, yeah, but that's usually because the fans... a London derby, or any derby, you know, the Tyne Wear derby, or any big derby, when the so-called form book goes out the window, I always think because of the atmosphere generated by the fans in the stadium. Because half the players don't give a fuck, right? They don't even fucking know. some of the foreign lads. They haven't got an idea whether they're half a mile or fucking 10,000 miles away from Chelsea. All they know is they get on a coach, they go to a bit of grass and they kick a ball about.
They even get Mark Noble to sit down with them and explain it to them, but they still don't totally get it.
Yeah. They've got Nobes there with a fucking map with his A to Z. Driving them around in a cab. But, yeah, you know, so usually I think it's the fans that make difference. So, you know, with these derbies against Tottenham, you wouldn't have known it was a derby. So I was expecting more of something against Chelsea. So fuck knows what Moyes did, but it was brilliant.
It
and I think I actually stood up, having, you know, like I've explained, kind of stopped being the sort of bloke who kind of is out of his seat going fucking mental because I just think it's babyish and undignified on the whole. And I also think it's usually the behaviour of the plastic fan. Unless you're in a stadium where things are a bit different. But all that sitting at home with your family and friends or in a pub. The worst in a pub when someone goes, come on, get in. And you think, fuck off. It's always some fucking Arsenal fan or a Liverpool fan and you're in London. Do you know what I mean? And it's all bollocks, performative stuff. But I must admit, the kids were in bed and it was just me and my wife sat there. And as I remember it, although it was all a blur, as Yarmolenko's goal went in, I jumped up, did a power punch and simply shouted, cunt! Really loudly. and it just happened, mate. There was nothing performative about it, quite the opposite. It's the last thing my wife wants to see or hear.
A visceral outburst.
A horrible reminder for my wife that she married a man baby.
You truly are, yeah.
Yeah. And so that was... But then what made it even better was we'd been chatting on the sort of my West Ham mates on our West Ham group on WhatsApp. And obviously, I think the word the kids would use to describe my state of mind then and for the next 24 hours was buzzing. Buzzing off my nut. I was buzzing.
Decent.
And what made it, I was buzzing to a decent extent.
Jalapeño.
If you like what you've been listening to on Top Flight Time Machine, why not consider heading over to patreon.com/Top Flight Time Machine where you can subscribe. Not only does your monthly subscription help support this podcast and keep it going, it also gives you access to a huge amount of extra exclusive content.
Loads of extra episodes, yeah.
You'll be getting an episode a day. And
pretty
it
much.
Costs less than a fiver, less than a pint.
Whether
a
you
month.
Like it or not. Go to tftimemachine.com/ironfilings to find out more and get involved.
There's t-shirts and everything. I mean, for fuck's sake, what more do you want?
Jalapeño.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Jalapeño.
And my mate Darren, who's a bit older than me, actually. He's in his 50s. And Darren is a reformed hooligan who now lives in a big house in Leafy Barnes.
Nice.
But sometimes, in moments of... A very respectable man. But sometimes, like all of us, in moments of high emotion, the old Darren will peek out, right?
He'll pop out for a stroll.
And he missed the last goal. And then he went, oh, I fucking missed it. And he go, why? He went, some fucking kids smashed a bottle outside my front door, so I've been chasing them up the street in my bare feet. He's like, posh little cunts round there. I fucking hate them. They'd like, some drunken teenagers have, I would imagine in an area like that, they wouldn't have thrown it. They would have accidentally drunkenly dropped a bottle and smashed it. And he, because he's probably so wound up watching Chelsea West Ham like a caged animal being taunted, he's heard it and he's leapt up in his bare feet and bolted out the front door. And they've right. scattered everywhere. And he's fucking running. And he's gone. I said, did you catch him? He goes, nah. One of them was a right fat little cunt. And he hid behind a car. And I could see him in the shadows. But I was too knackered to catch him. So I just did the old classic. I know who all of you are. And I know where all of you live. So you yeah. can run as much as you want. And he went, the good thing about that is it gives them a, it's got the potential to give them a sleepless night.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, and I feel as if that's adequate because that's at my age, enough, I just, yeah. I didn't have the physical fitness to keep up.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was punishment enough.
He's living rent-free in their heads for a bit.
Exactly. And we said to him, do you know where they live and who they are? And he just wrote, no. But I was like, what a great night.
And
West
if they're
Ham
listening to
beaten
this,
Chelsea
lads,
3-2.
You can sleep easy tonight.
Yeah, Darren does not know where you live.
You,
as long
however,
as you don't go by his house again. In fact, even if you do, he won't recognise you. He didn't yeah. see your faces as far as I understand. Plus, he's quite old, so he'll have just forgotten.
Yeah. You, however, know where he lives. So, interesting.
It's great, though, isn't it? When your mate chases some kids up the street barefooted. Yeah. His road is on a slight gradient as well, slightly upwards. He would have had to. He lives at the bottom of the road. Funny enough, he lives right opposite the Pizza Express where I once shat myself. You know, I've told that story before. When I was
at school. Is that too much information?
No, it's well known to the cunters.
No, I mean where he lives. Putting my gore and smashing bottles outside his house.
He reminds me of it. When he first moved in there and he told me where he's living, I said, where exactly are you living, mate? And he explained it. I said, oh, I know it. And then I told him, oh, yeah, that Pizza Express, I once shat myself in there and also shat all over the place there. And
scat the gun.
I told him that when he was moving in. It didn't put him off. He reminds me of it all the time. He thinks about it whenever he goes across there for his, like, takeaway dinner, I reckon, at least once a week.
I don't see why it would put him off, because I'm sure they'd have cleaned it up.
Oh, we're talking... This was 1989 or 1990 or something like that, you know.
It's like, you know, the human cells, the human body, all of the cells regenerate every 10 years. And I think it's the same with the Pizza Express. The cells of a Pizza Express all regenerate. In
like,
10 years.
What, like Doctor Who?
Yeah. So basically that happens with the body's cells. That does not happen at the same time, but your cells all regenerate over a 10-year period. Fucking so you incredible. Are not the same person that you are, that you were 10 years ago.
Fucking hell, I didn't know that. This is amazing.
Yeah. You could use that and get out of all sorts of shit. Well, it was 10 years ago, wasn't
it? Yeah, guys. You want to have a word with... You want to have a word with 2010, Sam? I mean, he was a cunt, I'm not going to lie. He did some stupid things, but I'm not responsible for him.
You're not him. Exactly.
I'm not him. Different bloke.
Yep.
Hey, look, 10 years ago, I had hair. There's your clue.
Nowhere. Yeah. Nowhere to be seen.
Bald as a cunt. There's your evidence, weren't me. Next question, Your Honour.
That's why they have statute of limitations in certain crimes.
Yeah.
Because once it gets past 10 years, it wasn't you that did it, so you can't be done for it anymore.
Aha, but it's the cell regeneration defence
that
lawyers use.
Yeah.
I think my brother told me about that.
I'm sure he did. I think it's the first thing they study in law school now.
Tell the fucking judge you've regenerated since then, and unless he's got a fucking time machine, then the bloke who did it's got away scot-free.
Exactly that. Shall we look at the predictions? Do some for this weekend. I've consulted the random fixture generating blob. It's come up with five matches for us. Here we go. First up, Southampton versus Manchester City.
Well, what about City thrashing Liverpool?
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, that was a bit of a statement, wasn't it?
I mean, I kind of saw that coming, even though I predicted 1-1. Sort of contradicting myself because I said that Liverpool would be shit faced. And I think
I mean, you know, Liverpool, I suppose there's two ways you could go. You could go, right, we've won it, but we want to really kind of deliver now and beat all these records. But if I was a Liverpool player, I'd be more incentivised to just think, fuck this, we've just been through lockdown. We went for a very stressful period where we thought we weren't going to win the title.
Mm.
We were going to be deprived of it. Which must have been really horrible and stressful for them, as much as it would have made the rest of us laugh. If you were a Liverpool player who'd worked that hard, you'd be gutted. So they've been through all that stress, they've come back, and the release of tension.
That's what it is, isn't it? Yeah.
The release of tension must be huge. You know, it's like I mean, I'm trying to compare it to something. I mean, my mum used to have a pressure... Did you ever have a pressure cooker?
Yeah. I was all slightly scared of it, yeah.
Yeah, so was I, because it... I mean, I don't know even fucking how they work, and I don't know why people don't use them anymore. I'm quite interested now in getting one.
Yeah, but, I wonder if they're going to come back in the same way that slow cookers have come back recently. Or
It can't be safe or healthy to have a metal device that is powered by pressure.
Yeah, where the lid could fucking fly off in any direction.
Fly
at any
off
time.
And fucking take your head off.
Yeah. Might get one though, yeah.
Yeah, I might get one just to experiment with it.
We did try to bring back chip pans a few weeks ago, didn't we? So let's bring back the pressure cooker as well.
I've got a soda stream.
Yeah, I have as well. I don't use it though.
I got it. We don't have any of the fun like syrups that you make colas out of. My wife got it because something about the environment.
Yeah. Yeah,
it doesn't work very well.
It's on top
it doesn't
of a
work
cupboard
very
somewhere.
Well.
I don't use it.
I wouldn't endorse a soda stream. I know that our word goes quite a long way now in terms of kitchen products. And I'm not saying it's quite bulky. I don't like the way it looks. I think it's fairly ugly.
It's one of them things you get because you thought, oh, I had one of them in the 80s. I'll get one again because they're still selling them, so they must be good. They're not good.
That's why I would have wanted it. But my wife got it. Usually it's exactly the sort of stupid dickhead thing that I would buy on a whim. But she got it. I was surprised. And then she said it was because if we wanted fizzy water, we couldn't be getting plastic bottles of it anymore.
Right. Got to make your own.
Fizzy water's better than still water, isn't it?
Don't agree.
Don't you?
Don't agree, nah.
Well, it depends on the situation. I mean, I wouldn't have fizzy water in the night. That's horrible. Have you ever had to rely on fizzy water in the night?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
It's like hell.
It's literally like hell,
In my drinking days, like when you wake up with that really parched mouth, and for some reason, I'd like, you know, stumble into bed, just grab the bottle of fizzy water, maybe not really, and then you open it up in the night and your mouth's all dry. You pour the fizzy water into your mouth. It's like you've eaten a bundle of barbed wire.
Mm.
That's what it's like, isn't it? Mm.
It's exactly like that, yeah. It's just as bad as that.
Or like, you know, a thousand bees have got inside your mouth.
A thousand bees.
And throat.
I tell you what as well, I reckon the slush puppy machine, I bet that's shit as well. I always wanted one of them as a kid.
Oh, and Mr. Frosty.
Mr. Frosty was the kid equivalent, but they do proper slush puppy machines now. And I bet that it doesn't get as slushy as it does in the shops. It'd be like little
this
shards
of ice.
This
is our new item, things we bet are shit. this week, the things we bet are shit.
Send us in items that we don't own and we'll tell you if we think they might be shit or not.
Yeah, we'll guess whether they're shit.
We'll get to the bottom of it.
Kitchen-related household items, really. Especially stuff that you coveted in the Argos catalogue in the 80s. Yeah. And now you do have the resources to purchase due to your thriving podcast empire. But you think, well, maybe I won't bother. The other thing, just final word on social stream, I probably said this before, but in the 80s when we had one, the real fun was... Obviously, you'd never just fizz up water. I mean, who the fuck... I mean, really, you probably hadn't heard of fizzy water, although Perrier had become a thing, hadn't it?
Well,
but you'd have glass bottles, you'd put a load of syrup in it, you'd stick it in the machine, then you'd go, pump, 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 pump. And it would always say, pump it three times, no more. And you'd be like, fuck that for a game of cards. Pump, 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 pump. And, then what would happen is you would explode the bottle. You could over pump it, but you know, we would do this on purpose. You'd over pump the bottle and it would explode.
Yeah.
Which would be dangerous because it would send shards of glass flying around the kitchen, but wow, what a rush.
Just like a pressure cooker,
a rush.
But easier.
Exactly. And nowadays they don't even give you that benefit, satisfaction. You don't get any syrup sent with it. You don't get any glass bottles. It's bullshit. Don't get it.
Yeah. Totally agree. What were we doing?
Anyway,
we're doing
where
predictions,
were we?
Weren't we? What were we doing?
City versus someone.
versus Man City.
Southampton, Man City. I'm going to say Southampton 0, City 2.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Yeah. I'm going to go 3-0 City. Right, Manchester United versus Bournemouth. And Bournemouth, I think we can all agree, are fucked after losing 4-1 at home against Newcastle. Jesus Christ. I'm going to go 3-0 Manchester United.
That's what I was going to say.
Well, you can.
I think I'll say 4-0. Man United seem pretty good at the moment, and they Bournemouth, they just... They've lost it.
They have. I think they're gone. I think it's going to be Norwich, Bournemouth and Villa. I think you lot will be all right.
Villa, of the other teams that I'm looking at that we're sort of up against, Villa are the ones who seem like they might have something about them. Like they've got a result in them like we had the other night.
Yeah.
You know? It hasn't come yet, but it might.
Well, next match, Liverpool versus Aston Villa.
Yeah. At Anfield, right?
At Anfield, yeah.
Fuck me, I hope Liverpool aren't still pissing it up between now and then, because I really badly need Villa to lose.
I think they're going to have a point to prove.
Yeah.
After the other night, so I don't think there's any doubt. You go first if you want.
Okay, I'll say Liverpool 4, Villa 0.
I'll go 3-0. Wolves versus Arsenal. I think this will finish...
Good game.
2-1 to Wolves.
I'll say
3-1 to Wolves. Can I change that? What were you going to say? What were you going to say that?
3-1 to Wolves.
Can I change that to 1-1?
Okay.
Is that allowed?
Yeah, right. I don't care.
Norwich versus...
Couldn't give a shit, mate.
All right, fair enough. Norwich versus Brighton is the last one.
Norwich, Brighton. God, this could be really tedious. 1-1.
Sam says 1-1. Yeah, I'm going to agree with you. 1-1. I don't think Norwich have got enough in them, and I don't think Brighton give that much of a fuck.
Brighton aren't quite out of it, are they?
They're not,
they
might, but...
There's a slim chance they might get dragged in.
Yeah, I think they'd go there and easily take a point. Do you know what I mean? That is the predictions then locked in. Was there anything in the mailbag we wanted to cover? I'm trying to think what's
There's always stuff
on,
in the mailbag
Twitter.
At the moment. I'll get out my random mailbag generator.
I'm sure there was something we were going to have to looking at. Someone sent us some good footage of a bird, which could be an eagle, perhaps, that seems to have stolen a shark out of the ocean.
Ah, that is amazing footage.
That's great stuff.
We've been getting great animal footage from various people, and I'm grateful for all of it. We got a picture actually sent to us by David Ward. He did mark it urgent, which I'm quite annoyed by, because I don't like to be fucked about. It's an email that is all right, but it's not fucking urgent. This is not a Fowler situation. Do you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Fowler! But it's not Fowler. All it is he's got a game that he plays with his kid called Monkey Bingo.
Right.
And one of the monkeys... He's got pictures of all of them. He's called Aye Aye.
So okay.
He thinks it's a Cockney monkey. Although I would say the spelling Aye Aye is A-Y-E-A-Y-E, which sounds a little bit more like
Aye Aye. It's more northern, isn't it?
It's more northern,
I think
yeah.
he'd have had more chance of getting his email read if he hadn't put urgent, but if he put Monkey Bingo.
Exactly. So I don't like it when they try to trick us by making the title sound more interesting than it really is. I'm also going to say, without giving too much away, we received this week something that I think is in, of all the wonderful things that the cancer community have sent us over the years, I think it's one of the greatest ever pieces of content created by a cunter.
Yes, I know what you're talking about, yep.
And because it's so good, we're not going to discuss it or release it just yet.
No.
We're going to give it the launch and the ceremony it deserves. But
we're going to embellish it, aren't we? We're going to embellish it first. Yeah. And take it to another level.
Keep your eyes peeled, because there is something fucking fantastic in the pipeline coming from Top Flight Time Machine Industries.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. What else have we got here? Business Geese. Oh, a lot of people saying stuff about, you know, foreign translations of animal names after we found out that the Chinese called penguins business geese. I have it on very good authority from my sources in China that business geese is in fact not the literal translation of penguin. While they do share one Chinese character, it is more accurate to say that business is actually penguin work. New t-shirt idea, local penguin workman.
No.
I'm volunteering my services as the official Top Flight Time Machine translator interpreter for your no doubt long planned global expansion. Yes, I do speak fluent this and that. Keep it cunty. Don't use my full name. P.S. I work. Oh, I work for the bloke from PayPal Space Bank. Hey! Who is A, who he claims to be, and oh, I'm not going to say what he says, B. And P.P.S. I have an ice cube in my mouth. I'm not using your name. All right, fine, but that's a bit self-important. There's nothing controversial in here. Yeah. Also, massive Lampard mark against you. We had a couple of other people go, well, actually, I've looked into the literal translation and it's not exactly business geese. Fuck off. This is exactly the sort. The number one thing that we do not like is that kind of Lampardy, where someone takes an amusing thing that's given us all a little bit of pleasure in this dark and bleak world we live in, with never-ending anxiety and doom surrounding us. And once in a while, a little thing cheers us all up, like the revelation that the Chinese call penguins business geese, right? Mm. That puts a smile on our face for a couple of days. And then there's always some Lampard cunt who thinks, you know what? I'm going to fucking ruin that. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do a bit of digging. I'm going to go down the local library and get on the microfiche. And I'm going to find out a small discrepancy in that claim that will take away all the fun and joy of the other people.
Well, they can try.
Yeah, because we're calling them business geese, no matter what you say.
I mean, he's volunteered there to become a translator, but he's not displayed any real credentials. He just says he knows a bloke at PayPal.
Yeah, so, this bloke's a fucking chancer. He's like Aldridge Pryor.
Yeah.
What is it? Aldridge Pryor,
the hopeless liar.
Hopeless liar from Viz.
Yeah.
Michael Hardy, another animal one, says, inspired by business geese, the Russians don't have a word for toes. Instead, they call them palitsi nanogak, which translates beautifully as... Oh, you're going to like this, Andy.
Okay.
Leg fingers.
So, let's just end the episode there because it can't get any better.
No, it can't.
Thanks very much for listening, everyone. Enjoy your weekend and all that. TTFN, dickheads.
All the best. Take care of yourselves.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.